This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and it's Anthony from the North End. He'll be delivering pizzas to people. Oh, you got to go to the restaurant. What's the name of the restaurant, Anthony?
It's Antico Forno. Come get some pizza, but get Jesus. You know, here there's a grotto to the Blessed Mother and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Jesus reigns in this place. And wherever Jesus reigns, people will be prosperous. Wherever Jesus reigns in your life, you will have life and life abundantly. See, we all have a job to work, but our job is not the source. Jesus is the source. God sends us to our job to bring Jesus to people and people to Jesus.
Amen. That's what it's all about. When I taught school for 6 years, 5 or 6 years in Lynn, it was a parochial school. The crucifixes were on the wall, but not too many people spoke about Christ. But I did. I did. Even at lunch, I would talk about what Jesus was doing. You want to know what? When I was there at St. Pius V, when I got there as grade 6 teacher, I was the only man. So therefore, Mr. DiLorenzo had to eat in his room all alone. They didn't want me to be with the girls. And so what? One of the days, the superior came up and said, "How are you, Mr. DiLorenzo?" Oh, I said, "I just had my lunch, and I'm doing okay." I was pretending. She went down to the women and said, "We need to have him come eat with you people." And so I came and ate with the women teachers every single day. I tell you, they thought I was going to run away with one of them, run away with one of the sisters. Oh, no, I was there to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ, and I did that. I taught faith. I don't call it religion. I taught faith, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If my children didn't do math well, and I taught math, and I poured out my whole being teaching math, but if they didn't do well in math, they heard the gospel, that the Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins, that he was raised from the dead, and pours out his Holy Spirit upon us and gives us new life. For 5 years, I was with those grade 6 children. But let me tell you a secret. When I would teach my kids on a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I would go to the cenacle as the leader of prayer and teach the grown-ups the same thing. Because the gospel is for everybody. Everybody. I had Peter Kreft, philosophy teacher, philosophy professor. Oh, he came. He heard about our prayer meetings and that people were being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Guess who one of the leaders was? A grade 6 teacher. A teacher that taught 11-year-olds. Now, he is called to teach people who are married and who are single. That's right. And you know what? I'm going to tell you a secret. Everything I taught the kids, I taught the grown-ups. It was all about Jesus. Do you know that it's all about Jesus? What is your life? That your life is all about Jesus. Do you know that your work is all about Jesus? Everything you do is all about Jesus. You have to invite him in to those different areas of your life. If you're a carpenter, Lord Jesus, you were a carpenter with Joseph. I invite you this day to work through my hands with the wood that I will be sawing and doing whatever. I invite you. If you're a banker, you can say, Lord Jesus Christ, Matthew was a banker. But I ask you to come into me, and I want to be a banker filled with Jesus Christ. Do it in me, and do it through me, and do it for me. Whatever you are, I'm a priest, child of the Father. Lord Jesus Christ, come dwell in my heart by faith. Everything you do today, do through me that you want. What you don't want me to do today, don't let me do it. I want you to work through my hands. I want you to work through my mouth. I want you to work through my ears. Oh, yes, my ears are very important. You know why? People are incessantly calling me up, asking for prayer. They should be doing that to every priest, every minister. I'm delighted. I'm delighted to pray with people over the phone. I'm delighted. God moves. Unfortunately, so many people who are pastors and ministers and whatever, when they finish on Sunday, it's Okinawa. It's all over. No. It just started. It just started. My phone is sanctified. Why? Because on the phone, I am continually blessing God with the people who call me. My phone is sanctified. Never said
Father,
that to
tell him, Father, tell him who's on the back of your phone.
The Blessed Virgin Mary is on the back of my phone. And guess who put it there? Anthony Correnti. So I can't run away from Mary. Anthony taped her in. Judah glued her in. Anthony, tell us about what you're going to do today and how you're going to do it.
I'm going to let Jesus flow through me in the Spirit. I'm going to ask him that, Lord Jesus, come speak in my voice. Come pray in my hands. Come serve in my serving. That your divine life is flowing through me and allow it to be released through every word I say. That when you bring people to me, that the fire of God begins to fill them. See, Jesus who lives in you wants to pour out upon every person you come across. That when you loan your body to Jesus as a living tabernacle, and you are attentive to the Lord, his power is there. How many times today are you going to tell Jesus that you love him? See, Jesus, he has many evangelists and many pastors and many prophetic people, but how many friends does Jesus have? That is what Jesus needs. He needs friends. Friends who love them are in a two-way communal relationship with Jesus. That we are asking Jesus to fill us and we are pouring off upon his children. Today in the North End, we're celebrating the feast. It begins of Madonna del Cava. See, she's a patron saint of Italy. We celebrate the people and the saints who have gone for us because we are united to them in heaven. See, the saints are not separate from me. One time in the spirit, they wanted to cut me off from the saints. The enemy wants to cut us off from the saints. But there's a church triumphant in heaven. And the saints are at the throne of God praying to the Lord. And guess what? Those are my best friends too. And as I ask them to pray for me, they're in constant intercession for me. And they're helping me to love Jesus in a greater way. Because they are already in the glory. And they are helping me to preach as they preach. They are helping me to receive revelation about the love of God. You know, before I preach, I ask Saint Anthony. Saint Anthony, pray for me and help me to preach as you preach. Because when Saint Anthony died, not only did he work miracles, but his tongue was incorrupt. What does that mean? His tongue never saw death. It was still perfect many years after his death, as it was when
still.
He died. And it still is, because his tongue was filled with the glory of God. Because his tongue was not used to complain. His tongue was not used to moan or groan. His tongue was only used to glorify Jesus. When the people in the town didn't want to listen to St. Anthony preach, he went to the sea. And he said, if you won't listen to me, all of creation will hear the word of God. And as he preached to the ocean, all the fish came up and listened to him preach the word of God. A lot of people don't believe it, but it's true.
Amen.
All creation responds to the word of God, to the sons and daughter of God. 2 weeks ago, I was at the park, and I was preaching on the phone with Father. He was on the radio, and I had Father on speakerphone. And as Father was preaching, all these little birds came up to me, and they were sitting in front of me, surrounding me, and they were listening to Father preach the word of God with power, because all of creation responds to the word of God.
But do you respond to the word of God, that nothing is impossible with the Lord Jesus Christ? That's for you. I know what you're going through, very big, big battles, but I'm going to tell you the truth. Nothing is impossible with the Lord Jesus Christ. Put your hand on that bar and walk. Walk. Put your shoulders back. You've got a Savior, and he's going to get you through. How many times in my life that it seemed I wasn't going to make it, but he always, always, always showed up. And not that I didn't make it, but I made it in the name of Jesus. It wasn't me only, it was Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. It was Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. He got me through. And you know what? He's big enough to get you through no matter what's happening in your life today. Christ Jesus will help you one step at a time. You don't have to quit. You don't have to take your life. You have to put your hand in the hand of Jesus. You have to invite Jesus. Walk with me today. I am in need. I don't want to walk alone. Walk with me today. I am in need. And guess what? He comes and walks with you. And at the end of the day, I think we need to say, thank you, Lord. I never could have made this day without you. How many days in my life that I never could have made without Jesus? Oh, I can't even count them. Oh, before they came, there was like a mountain in my mind, a big mountain that had to be climbed up. No, but as the days came before I did what I needed to do, I turned to Jesus, and the mountain was gone, and he walked with me. Yes, he walked with me, hand in hand, even up that mountain. It's all about Jesus. If Father Tom and Anthony preach anything else but Jesus, snap them off. Just snap them off. We come here to proclaim the love of our lives, our Lord Jesus Christ. And can I tell you this? You are no problem to Jesus. He's big enough for you.
Because to know Jesus is to contain everything. See, to receive the gift of Jesus, we receive all gifts enclosed within the Lord. Jesus has your destiny in his hand. It is written in a book in heaven. In the book of Psalms, it says every good deed we will do on this earth has already been ordained and it's written in it. We have the free will to be complicit to the will of God or do our own will. You see, everything in creation is doing God's will perfectly. So it's giving perfect glory to God. The sun rises in the morning and it sets at night. The birds go south in the winter. They come back in the summer. The sun releases its heat and its life onto everything and it makes everything grow. But God only gave us as humans free will to decide to do what I desire or to do what the Lord is leading me to do. And you know, all good comes from doing the will of God, and all evil comes from doing what I want to do, or what my flesh or what the enemy is leading to do. If we can come to a place of that we are being attentive to Jesus in every moment and doing his will in every second, then we will come to a place of victory, but we will come to a place of death, because the flesh is going to war against the spirit. But when the spirit reigns, we have life. You know, last week I was feeling that things were just kind of closing in on me spiritually. I was feeling oppressed, had a million things going on. I could feel war in my mind. And the Lord reminded me, Anthony, you're not sacrificing anything for me. And he put on my heart, it was time to fast. And as I was fasting for some days, it was very hard. But when I came out of that fast, I had so much more authority and dominion and clarity in my mind of exactly how God wanted me to move. I was able to hear his voice better. My body felt physically healthier. It had taken out all the detoxes. I felt disconnected from earth and all these lowly problems. I felt connected to the Lord Jesus, because Jesus already has all the answers. I don't want to try to figure out the problems myself. I want to connect to the Lord Jesus and allow him to pour his wisdom into me. The Lord has been taking me to James 1:5, that the Lord says, if you lack wisdom in anything, ask the Lord, and he will give it to you abundantly. See, the Lord's wisdom is what we want to ask. Father, we pray today that we are filled with your wisdom. That is the grace and the ability to see things as you see them, God. Because so many times we get caught within ourselves. It's like we're in a traffic jam and we can only see one or two cars ahead. But Jesus, he's in a helicopter looking above the whole city. He knows every escape route. He knows the path to take, that there's no traffic, that there's no warfare, that there's no anything. But we need to inquire the Lord. See, the only thing the devil could do is try to scare us not to do the will of God. The Bible says the devil is like a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion. Jesus is the Lion of Judah. The devil's an impersonator. But what can he do? He can try to put fear, worry, distrust in us so that we don't do the will of God. In my life, if I know that I have any worry in my soul, it's because I'm not trusting in God. Because when there is trust in the Lord, there is perfect peace. When there is trust in the Lord, there is perfect resignation. And the day we are born to the day the Lord takes us back, he is trying to lead us to this place, to know who we are in Christ, to know who our Heavenly Father is. That if we trust Jesus, if we surrender to Jesus, everything will work out for the good for those who love Christ. I am in a battle. We are in a battle with ourselves. That is the biggest battle, because in myself, I want to control. I want to worry. I want to do what I want to do. But Jesus says, no, my child. Heed to my holy inspirations, moment by moment. Tell me you love me. Be attentive to me. And you and my spirit will flow through you and out of you. And everything will be okay.
Everything will be okay as Jesus Christ walks in you, with you, through you, and beside you. Everything's going to be okay. Yes, I know you're going through big battles. Would you just lay down your guns. Lay them down and pick up the cross. Lay down your anger and pick up the cross. Lay down your fear and pick up the cross. Lay down your lack and pick up the cross. Oh, he is a great solver of many mysteries. He's been doing it for centuries. You are not God's hopeless case. That's what the devil tells us. You're God's hopeless case. Never, never, never. I'm God's broken child. I have no recourse but Jesus. And guess what happens? I crawl out of the hole, and with Christ Jesus, I climb the mountain of delight, touching people. That's why we're on the radio, to what people would come to Christ. I don't need people to say, oh, we listen to that. No, no. I want Jesus to touch people, change their lives, bring them into the kingdom, make them Christians. That's what I want. That's why we have these broadcasts. So that you, if you don't know Jesus, would come to know Jesus. And when I say no, I mean no. Like, I have Anthony here. I know Anthony. I don't know everything about Anthony, but I know Anthony. And Anthony knows me. I know Jesus. I don't know everything, but I know him. As I said to Sister Josephine, I met the fellow. Oh, I met Jesus. And I meet Jesus. You can meet him too. How? Lord Jesus, I'm desperate. Come into my life and save me. That's all you need to do. And mean it. And God will pour out upon you the great gift of the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit makes us alive. See, Jesus knows you as you are now, but he knows you how he created you to be. The fullness of what Jesus created you for before the foundation of the world. See, yesterday I was at the restaurant and I was serving tables, and there was this young guy, and he was so charismatic and he had so many graces. But, you know, I could see that he was trapped in sin, like as we are. But he wasn't. These graces were all to be used for the kingdom of God. And Jesus, inside of me, began to release mysteries over our life. And the Lord calls things that are not as if they are. So I began to tell him and prophesy over him God's life and God's plans for him, and that Jesus has given him all these gifts for his kingdom. And until you come to Jesus, because God is real, Jesus is the only way to God. You've been searching, you've been looking. Jesus has come for you today. Until you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no other way to the Father. He wants your life. He wants to glorify himself through you. And you know, it was a wake-up call for him. We didn't say the sinner's prayer at the table. He didn't give his life to Jesus. I bless him. He received it. He was filled with the love of God. Because Jesus is so real that who can know, by the Holy Spirit, who can know the thoughts of man but the spirit of the man? See, no one can know the thoughts I think but me. But the Bible says, who can know the thoughts of God but the spirit of God? That's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit living inside of you reveals Jesus' thoughts to you, not only about yourself and your destiny, but about other people. So you can begin to prophesy. You can begin to speak destinies and blessings and the love of God over people. And it just takes a mustard seed of faith. Today, I'm at work, but I'm not there to make money because work is not my source. God is my source. So why am I at work? To release the kingdom of God to do what I'm doing with a spirit of excellence. Because when Jesus comes into you, we want to operate in a spirit of excellence in everything we do. And I want to, it only takes a mustard seed of faith for you. See, today God is going to bring someone to you and you're going to feel God's love, or you're going to feel an impression from God and the Holy Spirit for that person. And the Holy Spirit is going to give you one word for that person. You might think it's a little word, like, gee, God is real and he sees you. But it's like a tissue box. The moment you say that first word and you pull out the first tissue, the Lord is going to provide the next word and the next word and the next word. And I tell you that today, Jesus, you're going to loan him your mouth. You're going to loan him your body. You're going to loan him your hands. You're going to loan him your heart and your mind. And he's going to begin to operate through you as a living tabernacle of God.
Take, Lord, receive all my liberty, my memory, understanding, my entire will. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.